I just wanted to say to y'all,
hurrah!
And so it went. Resident after resident followed Sally Meadows, who has retired from the Navy and now lives in Bel Air. Each was thrilled that the battle to save the Bellevue-Biltmore might finally be coming to fruition. But it could take a while. Richard Heisenbottle, frontman for the Bellevue-Biltmore Partners, said the group needs time to apply for countless permits.
So, you know, with this, we're in a position, clearly, up until a year from now, to get our permits and go forward. That gives us enough time to do what we have to do, and we're thankful to the Commission for understanding that.
Heisenbottle said he hopes the one-year extension ends up being more than enough time to start construction.
For right now, our timeline, in general timeline, is that within 6 months we have to close on this property. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We have to, and so we're doing everything to make that happen. Within 6 months after that, we've got to have our, hammers fly, and as the mayor said to me earlier, boots on the ground.
But some Bel Air residents didn't think the group of three investors should take any more time to get renovations rolling. Demolition by neglect, some called it, because after sitting vacant since 2009, the historic hotel has only fallen further into disrepair. Linda Brinkman said they already have plans, and they need to just get going with them.
The hotel is in a desperate situation right now, and it really needs somebody like you to take care of it, okay? And I'm sure that the rest of you agree with me, okay? It is the white queen on the golf, and we want to keep it that way. We need to do everything as expeditiously as we can to make our dream come true for the town of Bel Air.
She wasn't alone. Others followed to say enough is enough. They want the landmark they say started the town up and running again. But Lori Adams cautioned her fellow residents to be patient.
What we'll do is we'll work with them. I have been involved with this since some of you weren't even on the commission board yet. And I just want to recognize one of the things that Sam Casella is working on. It states in our comprehensive plan that under historic preservation, we are to assist property owners of historically or architecturally significant housing in applying for and utilizing state and federal assistance programs, and also provide technical information.
Without the time extension that allows investors to also start securing tax incremental funds from Pinellas County to help with the renovation, Coral Gables architect Richard Heisenbottle said the project couldn't happen. And if he and his two partners give up, the Bellevue-Biltmore could still fall victim to the wrecking ball. Tom Shelley, a Bel Air city commissioner, said plans to demolish the hotel are still on the back burner.
It is somewhat contentious, and they're moving forward with their demolition permit as Plan B. If the hotel redevelopment doesn't happen, they plan to come to us with a demolition request.
But as long as that request can be staved off by the Bellevue-Biltmore partners, Shelley said he looks forward to the finished product.
They envision it as a $146 million remodel with LEED certified, at least gold, with very effective, energy efficient appliances, insulation throughout.
Shelley and his wife were married at the Biltmore, so he has a vested interest in seeing it restored. And he admitted he'd like many more couples to be able to have their weddings in it. But he's not the only one with a backstory. Charles Kropke, one of the three investors, works for a company in Coral Gables that saved another Biltmore hotel. Now, he said that location welcomes presidents, senators, and other dignitaries on a regular basis.
People couldn't figure out how it could ever make any money. It wasn't located on the beaches. It was an old hotel. It had a lot of challenges. It had had multiple owners, promise after promise, commission after commission, group after group, and still the wrecking ball threatened it. Group of local investors got together. They did a renovation. They failed. Another renovation was up for it. People were tired. They were saying, I think it's time. And a second renovation happened, and that renovation held.
Investors wouldn't say exactly how much renovations will cost, but said $225 million is a reasonable estimate. Their plans include renovating the current Cabana Club into a boutique hotel and keeping the property's three existing cottages. They also plan to keep with the hotel's original style as much as possible. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Bel Air.